Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let's go.
Hey.
Welcome to Wet Wet Wednesdays on Monster US Radio. Let's get sexy.
Dare I ever question ya, you already know that. I ain't never stressed with ya, love me and you own that. That's why I'm so impressed with ya, blessed with ya, if you haven't noticed. I am at my best with ya, yeah.
Yeah, they know you're my heart, yeah, they know I'm about ya. I hear when we're apart, cause I love me around ya. Embrace all my flaws, when you didn't have to. Stay holding me down, even when I'm not around.
When you see him notice on me, when you see him notice on me, when you see him know that that's on me right there. When you see him notice on me,
you know you're my heart, and you know I'm about you. I hate when we're apart, cause I love me around you. Embrace all my flaws, even when you didn't have to. Stay holding me down, even when I'm not around.
Kalani and Keisha call all me. That's what's up on a wet, wet Wednesday where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. I'm DJ E-Monster. This is Jazzy B. What's good, Jazz? How you feeling tonight?
What's good? What's popping?
We're about to see what's popping, what's twerking, and all that, and then some in that order. Here in just a little bit. So, you about ready for this Wet Wet Wednesday? What we gonna talk about tonight? Seeing that you are the official host over there, Miss Wet.
Yes, we are talking about relationships and manipulation and guilt trips tonight. That is what we're talking about.
Okay, oh, damn. So, all right, y'all, let that marinate on you. Let's see. Also, something else we may talk about, you know what I mean? Let this marinate on your mind as well. When it comes to sex, is it really just about busting a good nut? Or is it about the person that you're with? I'm going to touch on that a little bit. So, hey, don't forget you can comment or call in 563-999-3411. I'm going to open up our chat over here. You can also connect with us on Facebook on the Monstars radio page. All you got to do is put in the Monstars, M-O-N-S-T-A-R-Z, radio, and you'll find it. Don't forget today's show has been brought to you by The Soul of Me Speaks, Miss Unbelievable, the author. Make sure you check out her book. You can find a book link over at MonstarsRadio.com. You also can link with us, the host, over there as well on the Monstars crew page. So I got some sexy music for everybody. But let me see. Matter of fact, we did have an artist that you introduced to us, a very good artist, producer. He do all kinds of things. And he made us an actual song, a Wet Wet Wednesday song. I think I'm going to jump out with that one first, and then I might get into some. I mean, should I keep it kind of sped up, or should I throw some panty snatches at their ass? What you think, Jazz?
Let's just mix it up. Let's do a little bit of everything.
Oh, okay. Okay, you're trying to do a three-peat. All right, well, check it out. This right here is Gutta featuring G5 Boonie. This is the track called Wet Wet, the official Wet Wet Wednesday song. Talking about that neck. Y'all get it. Here it go. Ooh-wee.
From the kitchen to the bed, once in the shower, then we cuddle. Ain't no Netflix and chill, girl, you know what it is. Digging in her stomach, trying to get all in her ribs. But if all he want is you, and all you want is him, I'm like the answer to your test. Girl, I got you soaking wet. I just want some of that neck. I got you soaking wet. After that, I want some
baby girl, I want it wet, tight, just right. You know I do them things that make your bed rock. You know I got that move, I call the lead lock. So sexy and I'm too soft. You always come through with no fucking panties on. I'm convinced you really tryna cuff me though. We out of space, no UFOs, just high off like no need for smoke. She never meet me at the door. Always laid up with no clothes. Expensive lingerie, the best champagne. We two equal collide, we do the damn thing.
Wait, I just want some of that neck. I got you soaking wet. After that, I want some neck. I want some of that wet.
Thank you. Hey, yo, this your boy Mike DeCole, Mr. R&B, and you're now listening to your man DJ E-Monster on Monsters Radio.
Okay, y'all. I got my mic working now. I was the problem. We're going to come back right after this.
Thank you.
Okay, I got it together over here. That's my bag. I have myself on mute. You still there, Jazzy?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm here.
There we go. That's what's up. Yeah, I was over here when y'all heard that little mute, that little break. I'm over here. Your mic on, Jazzy? Did you hit your face? Did you hit mute? And it was me the whole damn time.
Yeah, I mean,
damn.
I didn't hear a goddamn thing. I said, what are you over here doing?
So, hey, check it out, though. Before we get in to your topic for tonight, I do got a question, though. I mean, it has to do with music, Wet Wednesday. Like, what is it about music that makes some of us just get so freaky? I mean, what is it about music that makes some of us get so freaky? Because I'll be honest, you put on the right track, I'll beat the buns off. I'm just saying, like, yeah, there's some good music. Yeah. Okay, I like that. Yeah, that's some tender shit. Okay. But there's just some songs, you know what I mean? You put that song on and it's going down whether you like it or not. What is it about music that does that to us? I mean, first of all, does it do that to you?
I have music in my head all the time, so I don't even need no music. I'm freaky just all the time. With or without a tune.
That's right.
But yeah, if it is the right, you're right. If it is the right song, you know, it'll go a little crazy. But it really be the mindset, the person who made the song be in.
Mm-hmm.
The transference of energy, or what do they call it?
The
shit that they do to the music to draw the crowd in. It's really that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay, yeah, cause I'm trying to figure out what, because it'd be like some of the songs, I just be like, see, when I be DJing, I'd be like, I wasn't in the mood, but damn, this song just got me. You know what I mean? It just got me. Ooh. Yeah, I mean, I'm not trying to time date my songs. I time date myself, but you know what I mean? Well, I guess it doesn't matter how old you are. It's just really how the song makes you feel. You know what I mean? Like some Lenny Williams, some Teddy Pendergrass. There's some old school shit. There's even some old school Belle Biv DeVoe. I'm just saying. And they not even the level that these other guys I just said.
Yeah, I'll be listening to music. I'll be just zoning out to music. Like, I can actually get lost in music.
Mm-hmm. Right. So, if you put on the wrong song, I'm getting up. Oh, I don't know about all that. Depends on how long it's been. Oops. So,
yeah.
So let's go ahead and jump into your topic for tonight. We do got Carla over here. I think it may be one of our old co-hosts. So, let's go ahead and jump this topic off, and we're going to see what this person over here is on from the 773. We're going to see what they all about. They already pressed one. So what we on, Gabby?
All right. Our conversation is relationships and manipulation and guilt trips. That is our topic for tonight. Of course, you know, when I always come up with topics, I always have stories behind them. And my story for tonight is just that people have a tendency to, like, how do I put it? Well, you know, I'm just going to use my ex for example. I don't even know how to put it into words. He is always calling me, trying to make guilt trip me or manipulate me in some kind of way. Like, for instance, he'll hit me up like on some I miss you shit, and he'll get mad because I don't give him the response that he wants, or you know, if shit don't go his way, he'll throw a tantrum like a little child and try to manipulate me or make me feel guilty because shit isn't going his way.
Huh.
And that shit just
yeah,
don't work
definitely.
On me. Like, I really don't be giving a fuck. I don't be caring.
Right. I don't know. I guess the only way to say it is to say it, but I mean, is that like attractive to women when men act like that?
It
obviously
is,
it's not to you,
not.
But I mean,
it is not.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, I think I don't like manipulative people. Period.
Mm-hmm.
We're not going to get along because my mind works on its own. You can't manipulate me. My brain doesn't function like that. All these flags are going to pop up. Like, nah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not working. Nope. You know. And not even in just intimate relationships, like, I actually know a person that tries to guilt trip their child, like, and you're the parent, you messed up, but you try to guilt trip your child because of mistakes that you made in your life.
Right.
So it's not
yeah,
just
that's definitely
in,
cruel.
Right. It's not just in intimate relationships. I see this all the time, like, people be trying to guilt trip you or manipulate you to do what they want you to do. And that shit just be irking my nerves. Like, that is a pet peeve of mine.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of us has had an ex or, you know, somebody, they might not even made it to a relationship that'll try to, you know what I mean, come back and be like, oh, you know, I really care about you. Why you do me like that? Or, you know what I mean? How come we can't be friends? Or this, that. And it is a form of manipulation. You know what I mean? Like you said, they're trying to get you to do whatever. listen to them, talk to them. But, I mean, it's almost like, at least, I guess I can't say the intelligent people. We'll just say, but some people, we know better. Like, we're not going for that shit. What happened to all that shit you said before? Remember when you said I wasn't shit? I wasn't going to be shit. I was never going to mount to shit. I was out of my hands when I was fucking with you. I wasn't now on your level.
Right. I've actually,
all that other shit.
I've actually had an ex say shit like that to me, too.
Mm-hmm. And now you want to come back and say, oh, it was because of the shit you was doing. Doop. Right, don't be trying to manipulate
like
my emotions with that bullshit.
Feelings.
I ain't going.
I didn't mean it.
Mm-hmm.
Out of here. Don't say no
right.
stuff.
I tell people like
me,
that
because I'm gonna always remember.
Right. I tell people like that. Like that's what you was really thinking. You was just mad enough to tell me. That's all. Before you were trying to be kind. But that's what you really think of me, or that's really what you think about me. We both know it ain't true, but that's unfortunately that's what you think.
Fact.
So, you know, but let's go over here and check on the line right quick, see who we got over here and what they own, see if they want to chime in on what we're talking about. 773-663. It sounds like a prank call. Who we got on the line? Hello? Bah, bah, bah. Uh-oh,
no,
do we know what that means? Right, bar none, the M dot, O dot, Z. You got to say all the dots. You see, I
forgot the last dot. Now I'm on my way to Minnesota right now to fill that dot up.
That don't sound right. Where
hey, I'm finna dot your eye. I'm going to fill that dot up.
That's a little more damage control.
Right, you know I'm saying?
Good,
don't have me unleash the dusty muffins under the steps, nigga.
Not the Dusty Muffins, the unholed skeezles.
Them little skeezles been waiting to come outside.
So what's going on, bro, with you on Wet Wet Wednesday? You hear what we talking about? You want to chime in on it?
Man, I hear, man, and I understand, and I feel everything y'all saying. I've been going off all day on motherfuckers, bro, on the book and all that shit. I'm tired of airing motherfuckers and that fake phony shit, man. I'm finna start airing motherfuckers out. I don't give a fuck if my family, my friend, or my folk. Don't put my name in no shit. Won't be no shit.
Don't start now. Won't be none.
Indeed.
But yeah, shit. I when you was talking, you had put me on a vibe on something. But shit, I don't know, because I was gonna say something about, you know, how people be on social media. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
they'll try to manipulate motherfuckers with they whether it be men or women. You know what I mean? With they pics or, you know what I mean, try to sexy your box up, your inbox, and then hit your ass with Cash App.
Well, yeah, Cash App. Bitch, I ain't put my dick in you. I ain't Cash App you 40, 24, or 8, bitch. Your ass will get one finger, and that's the middle one, ho. Motherfuckers, motherfuckers manipulating situations on the book. The chicks want to be in their underwear all the time. If you in your underwear all day, expect motherfuckers to be at you all day, because niggas is thirsty. They want to fuck. Just like chicks, they want to fuck. Motherfuckers, if you out here flexing with your money, showing your chains, motherfucking bitches going to be at you, nigga. They want that $40, nigga. Matter of fact, they want $400, nigga. You flexing.
I was about to say, what is it with this $40 thing? That's what I keep saying. Everything's
$40. I don't know what it is, man. A bitch had the nerve to ask me for $40 the other day. Could you send me Cash App and fuck? Bitch, I ain't never fucked you a day in my life. What I'm going to send you some money for? This is a future fucking?
Was it a child? Because what the fuck is a grown woman going to do with $40? I don't understand.
Right.
I'm grown as hell. $40 is,
is like a dollar to me. All that is gas. And maybe a meal from McDonald's or something if you got a little car.
I don't understand.
Right.
$40, what is that?
Or could it be that's the $40 for your nails? Could it be a Medi and Petty? Or I don't know how much that shit is now. I don't know. That 40 could do a lot of stuff for motherfuckers that are trying to groom themselves so you can look at them on Facebook, put them fake lead press
shit,
on there.
My nails don't even
on the
cost $40.
Oh, well, they asking for...
My
shit
cost $55. I don't understand what the $40 is for. Like,
I don't either, but that's what motherfuckers always asking for. $40.
$40 ain't even enough money for my kids, and they 12 and 14.
Oh, for real? I can't even buy a pair of shoes for $40, goddamn.
Man,
that's
what?
Been
my son wears size 10 shoe. $40 ain't finna do shit for
this. Hell nah. What?
$40.
So, all right, y'all.
What?
So, hold on, y'all. We're gonna jump into a music break, and then we're gonna talk about this manipulation and stuff a little bit more. Like Daddy said, I'm still trying to figure out what the $40 is about. Because, I mean, if it takes $55 to get your nails, I mean, I can't even get my balls tickled. I'm just saying it is what it is. This is Pussy Fairy on the way. I think this fits for $40. Wednesday.
I know you love me. I can tell by the way you in love with me. You can't get enough of me, yeah. Well, I guess it's looking like you stuck with me. Cause I got you sprung off in the springtime. All your free time. You don't need no me time. Just you and me time. We be getting so loud. That make my soul smile. That dick made me so damn proud. Now lay your head down on a pillow. Turn the lights down real low. I want you to say my name. Close your eyes and let your feels go. Now you're getting real close. Baby, I am on the way. down. Don't be surprised, baby, it's just me. Don't be surprised, boy, when I bust it wide. I hypnotize you with this. Now you feel like you can fly. I got you sprung off in the springtime. Fuck all your free time. You don't need no me time. That's you and me time. We be getting so loud. That make me so small. That make me so proud. Ooh, oh. Lay your head on a pillow. I'ma fuck you real slow. Need to hear you say my name. Close your eyes and let your feels go. Now you're now you feel like you can fly. I got you sprung off in the springtime. For your free time, you don't need no me time. That's you and me time. We be getting so loud. That make me so smile. That make me so proud. Ooh.
Wet Wednesday, Jenny Aquino, Pussy Fairy on the way. So, all right, we're bringing it back. We got Jazzy B, we got Bar None, the M dot O dot D dot. I got them all in this time. And we talking about relationship stuff. We talking about manipulation. I'm gonna let Jazzy set this up here in a second. But don't forget, today's show has been brought to you by the Soul of Me Speaks book author, Miss Unbelievable. Monster U.S. Apparel, Elite Sway Management, and Picasso Painting. So, all right, Jazz, go ahead, tell them again what we on.
We are on manipulation and guilt trips in relationships. No matter if it's an intimate relationship, a friendship, a partnership, whatever the case may be.
Okay.
Have you ever tried to be?
You know what?
Has anyone ever tried to manipulate you?
Right. Here's one thing I would say. Sometimes y'all be trying, and y'all. Well, I guess you don't have to explain it to me. I guess you got to do what you got to do to get what you want. Why do women manipulate men with sex to get us to do whatever in the hell you want us to do?
I ain't giving you none till you fix the brakes on my car.
I'm not. I can't
giving answer
you
that because I don't do that.
You
shit.
Put the satellite on the house. No, okay.
I don't do that shit, so I can't answer that. I'm more like a nigga.
If you want it, you want it. I'm not holding shit back.
Yeah, I can't relate.
I don't do most of
the shit that females do. I don't do. So, I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I guess them niggas ain't getting no pussy. I guess they got to do what they got to do for the pussy. I know
some manipulative ass women though. Like as far as using sex, kids, whatever. I know a lot of these bitches and I don't like them. We do not get along.
Well, God.
I feel you.
Cause I don't know. I guess me being single since 2008. Showing a motherfucker that I definitely don't give a fuck about no pussy. That's what's that, 12 years, Monster, I've been single? I still don't give a fuck.
Right.
You can take that pussy and sell that bitch down the street and bring it home, and I still ain't gonna want that pussy, and you can give me all the money. I don't care. Fuck your pussy.
Right.
I just want money and be successful to help out as many people as I can now in the road. I'm done with letting motherfuckers backstab motherfuckers, all that shit. I'm putting motherfuckers on blast from 2024 till I die, motherfucker. You better not say nothing around by none, because I'm tell everybody, motherfucker. And if you try to do anything, I'm going to beat your ass.
Well, damn.
Yeah, that's
I guess you summed that up, because I was going to say, you know, because that can be a whole nother topic right there. You know what I mean? Because there do be a lot of people out here who be single for a long time. And whether it be single from, like, how you were saying, you know, whether it be, like, other people was manipulative, or, you know, you just got sick of the disloyalty and the motherfucking mischief and the messiness, you know, and you get used to just being on your own. I mean, how do you really, like, start to trust somebody? I mean, do you even, like, desire to even try to be in a relationship at this point? You know, like you said, it's been 12 years. You know what I mean? I mean, you got to be comfortable as hell.
Yeah, that's true, man.
A strong wrist.
I can't trust. I ain't gonna lie. I don't trust nobody, man. It's very seldom a few motherfuckers I trust. That I'm like with you, the world watcher. I don't give a fuck. If you on social media anywhere, I'm watching your goofy ass, motherfucker. Believe me. If you trying to backstab none, I already see it. Only reason you can get away with that shit is called the grace of my nice heart. I don't want to kill you that day. That's it. Maybe I'll catch your ass next week with a bullet or a knife, but somebody going to get you.
Well, damn. Okay.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. I'm violent now.
Man, you need therapy.
Ain't no therapy going to help no real nigga.
You're
I'm a real
violent.
Shit. I deal with real problems. And niggas be on real fuck shit all the time, so I'm going to start stabbing your fuck shit right in the face. Don't get on that fuck shit with me. We gonna fuck you right up.
Dang.
Okay.
You're violent. This is supposed to be with women.
Tell her, Martha. I am a therapist. I'm a hood therapist. I'm a street pharmacist. I'm a motherfucker that's everywhere. Whatever you need, none will get it for you and give it to you. If you wanted the good, I will give you the good. If you want the bad, you will get the monster.
Okay, then. So what was the other topic you were talking about there, Jazzy?
I did want to say rest in peace to the boy that got killed in Cali, man. He was just 20 years old. That was some fuck shit, bro. That's why you motherfuckers better start turning your locations off and stop letting motherfuckers. They motherfuckers be posting too much shit. Let motherfuckers see where you live, bro. Motherfuckers see where you live. Niggas coming for you. Don't nobody want to see you eating and they not eating, bro. And they know they can get at you. They gonna kill you, bro.
Alright, so I'm gonna throw it back with a throwback to kind of bring the vibe back. Cause he done came in just shooting up everybody.
Some people say that I'm just important for couples to stay together. You know, with all this madness going around, you don't know what's going to happen.
It's about time.
Hey, baby, you need somebody in your corner. A man is going to stand by you when times get tough. And no matter what happens, I'll be there for you. Can you say the same?
Wednesday, we coming back. It turned into a comic cafe around here where I think we need to woosah a little bit. You know, comic cafe Thursday nights, that's where we do our, we talk about social issues, community issues, politics, things like that. Anything to help to keep you from getting 30 days. You got problems, that's comic cafe Thursday nights where you get your woosah on. So we coming back with Jazzy B. I'm kind of scared to open it back up to bar none because he's going to punch somebody. But Jazzy, what was the other part of the topic that you was on tonight?
That was it, other than our shit, he made me forget the goddamn topic, goddamn.
I'm sorry, y'all. Let me see y'all
in the club.
All right, well, hey, I will put out there, if you get a chance, people, don't forget to check out last night's episode, Takeover Tuesday. We interviewed Nino Brown, the director. I'm going to start calling him New Jack Swiss. Switzerland around here. You got to check it out. He's a guy doing really big things. He makes really great videos. He did stuff with like Jamie Foxx, some other people. You got to check it out. And you can also see how you can connect with him if you're an artist and you're trying to get some hot videos done. You can also, in the link, you can check out his YouTube page so you can see some of the videos he's done. This dude's using them high-end cameras. He's not using that little bullshit. So, hey, check him out. All you got to do is search in the blog talk, Nino Brown, the producer, and you'll find that interview available 24/7, 365. So I guess another thing that I want to talk about tonight was, you know, when it comes to sex, is it really just about busting a good nut, or is it more about being intimate with that person that you're with? Honestly, I'm the one who put the question together. It's kind of contradictive in a way.
really
into the person that you're with, you ain't going to bust no
right.
good nut.
Not
I'm
at
just
all.
Saying. It is what it is.
I ain't gonna bust
you know,
one
I mean,
at all.
Right. The times I faked it. When you tell me how they fake it, I've done it before.
I've done that several times.
There. So we all over here know how to act.
It's really both. It's about both,
mm-hmm.
really. It's about the person and
right.
the man.
Right.
Yeah,
I guess that's
right.
what really makes you keep them. Because, I mean, initially, it's got to be about the person, you know what I mean? Because it's got to be something that attracts you to them, you know, whether they got some big lips, some big sexy lips, or some big sexy
I mean,
hips. Either way it goes, you know what
right.
I mean? It's got to be something
sometimes,
to set it off.
Sometimes it could be the person, or sometimes, you know, you could be just pretending it's the person, and, you know,
yes.
and stuff like that. You know,
or it could just be that 40.
Yeah.
Look, here we go. Yeah, like you said, we're pretending. I was gonna say some mischief. I was gonna say, yeah, like they tax money. But I mean, like, I be seeing sometimes, like, it'd be like, say, like, I call them thick. Some people might say fat, whatever, big girls, whatever. And they be like, oh, no, I don't like my shape. I don't like my frame. It ain't this. It ain't that. And, you know, da-da-da. And I even see some of them be like, oh, big girls are a fetish now, but you ain't trying to tell nobody. I don't think that's true. I mean, I think there's somebody for everybody. You know what I mean? I'm not going to lie. I like my little belly. You know what I mean? My little playground. That's what I call it. Slap you on my little playground. You know what I mean? So, you know, that. I mean, everybody likes something. You know what I mean? Whether it be a big girl, a fit girl, whatever. So I think it really, at the end of the day, it comes down to, yeah, I think it's really that person. You can be with somebody, like I said, and not bust a good one. Take it, get up, whatever. And I don't even think it really has to do with their sexual talents. A lot of people are like, oh, I need a freak. No, you just need somebody to bring out that freak in you. Because I'll be honest, I don't need you to really do shit, but lay there. I'll do the rest. I'll turn your leg out, whatever. You know what I mean? I'll drive it all the way. But I'm just saying, so I do have to admit, though, if that good nut that make me keep you. Yeah. No. I think you was about to say something, Jazz.
Oh yeah, I was about to say sometimes it could be just about the nut. You know, you could be pretending that it's somebody you want it to be, and it's really not the person that you want. But you pretending just so you can get your nut.
Oh wow! Okay. I mean, do people still do that? I mean, I know that's some old stuff.
Yes, they do.
I mean, why? Huh. Okay.
Surely do.
Okay. Okay, I ain't trying to be too nosy, but I mean, can you tell us somebody? You don't have to tell who you was with, but a time you had thought about somebody else. I mean, who would you think about? I mean, do you think about, like, celebrities? Just somebody else. I mean, you get what I'm saying.
Nope, no celebrities. Maybe somebody else. I was just really like horny, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, what?
He said, I just wanted to get this off me right now.
Right. He down there thinking he's doing something.
I had my eyes closed the whole time. I was picturing the person's face, and it just worked out for me.
Man, she was down there picturing Idris Elba or somebody. Idris.
He's not attractive to me.
Now, I know of an incident. You know, ain't nothing like a testimony in a conversation. Now, it was nothing real. It was nothing real. Like I never, ever, like, with this person ever. But I remember one time my homeboy came up to me just out the blue. You know how you be happy and shit? The motherfucker walk up to you with a serious face, and you be like, whoa, wait, what? I was like, what's up, bro? And this motherfucker was like, so what's up with you and my girl? Wait, what? Where the fuck that come from? Ain't nothing. That's your girl. What's wrong with you? He said, well, while I was tagging last night, and I was tagging, well, she said your name. Like, oh, her. Like, wait, what?
Oh, that's fucked up.
Right.
No, I have never said nobody's name out loud.
Oh, shit.
Never said it out loud. But maybe in my head a couple of times, you know.
And if you can,
because you be having
to
psych yourself out, you know, when you imagining the person, you got to say their name in your head so you can psych yourself out, you know, like it's really them. Okay, it is a great skill.
Right, it's got to.
Yeah.
I can't say I've ever done that before. I can't say I've ever done that before. Been like with somebody and then think of somebody else. I'm gonna have to try that, but I'm just saying.
It works, I promise.
No, I can't say. I mean, I'm focused on what's at hand. You know what I mean? But, I mean, what about you, Nun?
Hey, man, I done did it plenty of times. Like, man, I'm hitting this monster. I might as well think about another motherfucker. Ooh, this some good monster. Oh, my fault. Not you, monster.
I was going to say to you, there you go, sounding weird. I mean,
you might nah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying, though. I ain't saying that. But no, nah, yeah, I didn't do it.
He meant to,
that person can't get you up, man. That, like, man, look, you can't even get my dick out, man. Let me think about somebody else to make this bitch go up. All right, here, 5 minutes. Here you go, bam, I'm done. Ah, get out.
That's pretty much how I be right there, what he said.
Oh, shit. Oh, damn.
I'm not a bad
person. I got one.
But I don't even
be fucking
with ugly
y'all.
Niggas, though. I just can't.
Right.
He said, not at all.
I can't fuck with ugly niggas.
He said, I can't fuck no ugly niggas. Nigga, you can't look
I
like
cannot.
Nothing.
I'm not even playing. Uh-huh. If you can't match the way I look, I can't even fuck with you. I ain't playing. I'm not discriminating. It's just I got to be able to look at you every day.
Okay. Right. Right. So is it about the not you? Is it about the body for you?
No, it's about the looks. It's about the body. It's about the mind. It's about the whole package. I can't even say
right.
It's just one thing. I can't lay beside an ugly nigga and wake up to him every day. I cannot do that. That's something I ain't never been able to do. Not doing it.
Right,
yeah.
Right. See, now, you are like a guy in some ways, but that way is not.
I know.
Tell you, as men, we really don't give a damn, in a lot of cases, what your face look like. It is what it's that fat ass. It's that little nasty outfit you got on. It's the way your ass is twerking. Got me thinking about, what does that feel like? Because all guys, I don't give a damn who you are. At some point in your life, you got an ugly old goody mole, whatever, hidden somewhere. You were sneaking out of somebody's window or in and out of the apartment at some point somewhere. It is. But yeah, us guys, yeah. I mean, you can't be no Quasimodo, so I guess I should take that back. Because, yeah, it just don't feel right. I got to totally look away. No, I've been there before. Okay, Quasimodo sister, she might count too. But I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
If she got a fat ass. She got a fat ass.
Niggas that I talked to in high school, like, I've seen some of them now, and I'd be like, damn, what the fuck happened to you? Like, nigga, you ugly as fuck. I'm like, oh.
Why?
You don't got a chance in the world now. I don't know what happened.
Oh, that motherfucker.
Right, I got
like,
something like this.
Dang,
I remember in high school you was rough life. Right. Be like, in high school you was fine as hell. I would have gave you the world. But now, shit, I wouldn't give your ass $2 because you said you need a sandwich because I think you gonna go smoke it.
Man, what?
Be like, whoa.
I'm trying to tell you for real.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I guess that's our episode for tonight, Wet Wednesday. Tomorrow's Comic Cafe. It's the only cafe where there are no menus. But your ass will be served what you deserve. Call in. Let us help you with our therapy. We're trying to help you to keep from getting 30 days. So, all right, y'all. Let's see. We'll see if they got anything to say on our way up out of here.
I'm going to do some of his venting because. He sound like he about to get 30 days any moment.
Woosah. Woosah.
In that order. What about you, Dan? Any last words before we get up? up out of here?
Keep it juicy.
And there it is. So, all right, y'all. I'm just going to say have a good night. And if you get some, go monstrous in the pussy. Have a good night, y'all. Peace. Wait.